The stone is cold. It is always cold in Newgate. I can feel the dampness through my wool dress. My fingers are stiff. I try to rub them together, but there is no heat left in me. The chaplain left an hour ago. He smelled of peppermint and judgment. He told me to repent for my sins. He called me a predator. He used the word monster 4 times in 10 minutes. I did not speak. I just watched a spider crawl across the floor. It was looking for a corner to hide in. I know that feeling. They say I took the money and let the light go out of them. They say I fed them syrup and sleep until they stopped breathing. The newspapers have drawings of me with claws. They call me the ogress of reading. But they weren't there. None of them were there in the attic rooms. They didn't see the mothers who came to my door. The fine ladies in silk who couldn't have a scandal. The servant girls with nowhere to go. They handed me their bundles. They handed me a few shillings. They didn't look at the faces. They just looked at the floor. Take care of it, they would say. Make sure it has a home. We both knew what that meant. A home was a luxury for the legitimate. For these ones, there was only survival or silence. I offered what I could. The first one was a boy. He had blue eyes. His mother was a governess for a baronet. She cried when she left him. She gave me £5. That £5 paid my rent for 3 months. It bought coal. It bought bread. I tried to feed him. I really did. But the milk in London is gray. It is watered down and filled with chalk. It makes their bellies swell. It makes them scream. I had 5 babies in that room. 5 mouths. 1 bottle. The screaming never stopped. It gets inside your head. It becomes the only sound in the world. I didn't have enough milk. I didn't have enough hands. I sat in the rocking chair and held 2 at a time. The others lay on the floor on thin mats. They grew thin. Their skin turned to parchment. Their eyes grew too big for their heads. They looked like old men. When the blue-eyed boy died, I didn't feel like a monster. I felt a strange, terrible peace. The screaming stopped. He didn't have to be hungry anymore. I couldn't afford a funeral. A funeral costs more than a life is worth in this city. I waited until dark. I wrapped him in brown paper and twine. I walked to the river. The Thames is a graveyard. It keeps secrets better than any priest. I dropped the bundle over the side. The splash was small. It was the quietest thing I had ever heard. I went home and fed the others. I used the £5 to buy more syrup. The syrup is the only way. It keeps them quiet. It keeps them from feeling the hunger. A few drops and they drift away. It is a mercy. That is why I called myself a farmer. You plant them. You hope they grow. But sometimes the soil is bad. Sometimes the frost comes early. The police found the bundles. They fished them out of the weeds. They counted them. They laid them out on tables like a butcher's inventory. The crowd outside the court hissed at me. They threw stones at the carriage. A woman spat on my shawl. She was wearing a lace collar. I wondered if she had ever had a secret she needed buried. The judge wore his black cap. He looked at me with such disgust. He spoke about the sanctity of life. He spoke about the duty of a woman. I wanted to ask him where he was when the rent was due. I wanted to ask him if he had ever smelled the breath of a starving infant. It smells like copper and sour milk. He didn't care about the babies. He cared about the mess. He cared that I had made the secret visible. Now, I am waiting for the dawn. I can hear the woodwork outside. They are building it. Hammer, hammer, hammer. It is a steady rhythm. It is the same rhythm as the rocking chair. Back and forth. Back and forth. The guard brings me a tray. It is tea and a piece of dry bread. I am not hungry. My stomach feels like it is full of stones. I wonder who will take the babies tomorrow. There are still girls in the shadows. There are still men who disappear when the belly grows. The mothers will still need a door to knock on. They will still need someone to take the bundle. They will call the next woman a monster too. I stand up and walk to the small window. The sky is turning a bruised purple. The stars are fading. I am not afraid of the rope. I am tired. I have been tired for 20 years. My arms ache from carrying weights that never grew. I think of the blue-eyed boy. I think of the girl with the birthmark on her wrist. I think of the one who never had a name. I hope there is a place for them. I hope it is warm there. I hope there is enough milk for everyone. The door hinges creak. It is time. I see the shadows of the men in the hallway. They are coming to walk me to the yard. I smooth my dress. I pull my shoulders back. I will not give them the satisfaction of a sob. They call this justice. They think by killing me they are killing the problem. But the hunger is still out there. The secrets are still out there. I am just the one who got caught holding the bag. I step out into the hallway. The air is sharper here. I can smell the rain coming. The priest starts to mumble his Latin. I ignore him. I listen to the sound of my own boots on the stone. Step, 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 step. The gallows look tall against the morning light. The wood is fresh. It smells of pine and resin. I climb the steps. 1, 2, 3. I look out over the wall. I can see the chimneys of the city. I can see the smoke rising from 1,000 kitchens. People are waking up. They are putting on their kettles. They are hugging their children. They are pretending that I am the only evil in the world. The man puts the hood over my head. It is heavy canvas. It smells of dust. Everything goes dark. This is the last secret. I feel the rope. It is rough against my neck. It is a cold, tight collar. I close my eyes. I think of the river. I think of the quiet. I am ready to stop farming. I am ready to go where the screaming ends.